Welcome everybody to the Rich and Neil Show. Rich and Neil here. Glad you could be with me. And I think we got a pretty good show going on today. I think you're going to enjoy it, get a few laughs out of it. A friend of mine called and he said, dude, I have to ask you something. So we're going to find out what he wants. And let's bring him on now. Mr. Leary B. Revis Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. You know, it's been a little bit of a struggle in the past couple of weeks, but we're trying to, you know, get things turned around. I'm down here in Texas, and I'm really glad to be on your show. You know, what's going on, America? What's going on, planet Earth?
I know, right? Well, when you called me and you were like, hey, dude, I got something to ask you, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, D, you remember the Stolen Valor story?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'll never forget that.
I got to hear it. Veterans across the U.S. have got to hear it. America's got to hear it because it's just blindly. Okay. I can't even believe that you were there for that, man.
Yeah, that was my very first Stolen Valor encounter.
It's like a close encounter except with a theft involved.
It was insane because, you know, it was. You know me and how hard it is for me to hold back laughing, as you know, because I take the Stolen Valor stuff very seriously, but this dude took it to a new
under most circumstances you're like the coolest customer that I know, so that's why that, you know, the level of your chill is unparalleled. I'll never be able to go ahead and reach that high. So I'd have busted dude out, you know, from, I've been, what?
Okay. So anyway,
go ahead.
I live in a high rise building. Mm. And I went downstairs because all of our Amazon packages are delivered to the concierge. Yes. I live in one of those places, whatever. So I went down there to pick up a package, and there was a young, attractive female.
Of course there is.
Always when you're picking up packages. And
that's what they call it these days.
Yeah, right. So, and this scrawny, skinny white boy. And now, I'm on my phone because we're waiting for her. She's scanning in packages, so we're waiting for her to finish scanning packages in the little, you know, back storeroom. Mm-hmm. And so I'm playing a little puzzle game on my phone, and the
minding
guy,
your own business naturally.
Mind my own business.
Yeah.
My own business. And so this dude is just eye screwing this girl, man. There's no other way to put it. I mean,
you know what? I wouldn't even give him that much credit. You know, he didn't get that. But go ahead, tell
him. He was just, and so it came to the point to where I guess he wanted to have an icebreaker conversation with her or try to get her attention.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of being taking the gentleman route and just trying to talk to her, old boy decided, nah, I'm going to impress the hell out of this girl. I'm going to rock her world, man. And so he said, man, that girl needs to hurry up and get those packages because I'm fixed to be deployed. And she looked over at him and was like, oh, are you in the military? And he was like, no, yeah, I'm in the military. And, you know, we're going to be deployed here pretty soon because of all the protests. And so I'm sitting there thinking, okay. And it's still just on my phone. I said, you know, I because I don't buy for a minute this dude is in the military. I just don't.
Well, no. I didn't.
You know how the veterans can see other veterans. You know, you can tell in a way. You know, it's like, you know,
I can't understand how he was clairvoyant about being able to deduce, you know, his orders like that. But, you know, hey,
that's right. He said he's fixing to be deployed. Like he was already a pre-announcement mate. But so.
Maybe the Pentagon called him.
she goes, you know, and I get it. Now, I don't think she was buying it either, but she was kind of bored and said, let me go ahead and play with this fool anyway. So she said, aren't you supposed to have short hair in the military? And he said, no, because, you know, I'm going to be kind of undercover during this whole thing. And I'm Special Forces. And I'm looking at my phone and I'm like, oh my God, no, he did not just go
all to the way
Special
there.
Forces already just busted out with the Special Forces. But I'm like,
from the clairvoyant orders.
And I'm sitting there going, hold it, Eddie, old man, maintain course, focus on your true north. Don't lose it. And so this cat, she's like, oh wow, really? What branch are you in? And he said he was in the Army. Now, me being an Army vet, of course, really interested, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be classic.
This makes me glad that I was Air Force. I don't want him messing up my branch. I'd have had a decade.
Oh dude, it was, oh my God. It was incredible. When he said, you know, he was in the Army, she goes, oh, so what? She goes, so you were like a SEAL. Isn't that something else? That's the, he says, oh yeah, no, the Navy SEALs. That's Navy. And I swear to God, this is what he said. He said, I'm a Green Ranger. A green ranger, okay.
Go, Green Ranger.
So, dude, I'm like, and now I'm really in panic mode. My face is red. My eyes are watering. Snot coming out of my nose, trying to hold back from blowing this guy up. And so... and try not to laugh. And she goes, I never heard of that. What's a Green Ranger? And he said, well, what happens is, you know, after basic training, we go to Green Beret school. And when we finish getting our Green Beret school, we go to Ranger school. And then when we get our Ranger tab, that's when the fun starts. That's when we go to the most intense military training in the world. And I'm like, what the, oh my God, dude, what are you doing? And so she's like, really? She goes, is that kind of like the BUDS thing that I think it's called BUDS that the Navy goes through? Now, I'm already picking up vibes that this chick knows some military
just a little
stuff. Either she knows somebody or, you know, she has a family member in the military or something like that, because she's kind of throwing, you know, the language out there. And the dude did not pick up those vibes because he's looking at one thing, you know. Mm-hmm. His whole purpose is to, I guess, get this girl in bed or something. So he's... And so she's like, so is it like BUDS or something? He's like, oh no, it's a lot. It's way more intense than BUDS. And she goes, oh wow, that's incredible. What is it? And oh my God, he said it was MEPS. Meps, man. And that did it for me. That did it for me. I busted out laughing so loud. Oh my God. And for my listeners out there that are not military or veterans, MEPS is MEPS.
And Military Entrance Processing
Station. So everybody goes to MEPS before you ship out to basic training. You're not even a soldier yet.
We turn our heads and call with the best of the best.
duck walk across that floor. So, in this process, after you go through it, once you complete the military entrance, then you swear in and take the oath. Then they send you to basic training. So, I bust out laughing. Okay, I just can't stop laughing. And she's looking at me. And so I showed her my VA card. And I said, "Look, I'm a real Army vet." And this dude is full of shit.
No way else for him to go around it.
Yeah, and he vanished quick. I mean, he disappeared. I mean, he was gone.
Must when be the he, MEPS training.
I know. He used those MEPS ninja skills that he learned. And he was gone.
Folded space and time and went back into the green.
That Green Ranger just disappeared.
Stealthy like that.
And I was sitting there telling her, I said, "You know what? I'm the real deal, because I was such a badass. They sent me to MEPS before I went to basic training." That's how awesome I was.
Not doggone it, man. You know, that's how they did me, too.
That's how bad we are, man.
I'm still waiting on my MEPS tab, man. You know, they never got around to it because, you know, I was that deep undercover.
So how'd you hide your MEPS tattoo, though? That's what I want to know.
Do what?
Did you get your MEPS tattoo?
Yeah. I sold them to make it the same type of skin color as what I was. So nobody would see it when I get deployed.
I mean, this dude just took stolen valor to a whole new level.
Yeah, I know. I got recycled, identity. Though. You know.
Oh, you got recycled in MEPS?
No.
Sent back to station range, one?
We go back and shake the recruiter's hand. Hi, how you doing? Let's start this over.
That's right. Oh man, you got to restart. You had to take the ASVAB over again.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, they like not to go ahead and put me. That's how I wound up in fire protection, man. That's how I did.
Oh my God. And then
I was mad. I tell you what, say, oh, you can retest after you get through tech school. Go back to MEPS.
Start all over again.
Here's my thing about that too. I'm curious to know what other veterans might have done in that same instance.
Oh now, wow!
I mean, don't get me wrong. Question. I'm not trying to advocate violence, although I could see. I mean, first of all, you would have been laughing too hard to hit the guy. You would have had to know that you would have never been able to catch up to him because you can't run and belly laugh at the same time.
And you got to take it. You got to take it in mind. He wasn't wearing any type of military uniform. You know,
there wasn't nothing. I'm sure that there wasn't nothing about that guy that said regs. Okay. Trying to come up there with a reason why he can go ahead and keep U.S. military in his mouth while having long hair. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
I was like, dude.
I was born at 3:54 p.m., but it damn sure wasn't yesterday.
And that was a funny thing because if he would have stuck around, I would have, you know, definitely embarrassed the hell out of him.
Oh, I know. And
well, he did it himself, but you know, and the girl, she was laughing. She started laughing so hard, and she goes, "I just knew he was full of shit. I just knew he was trying to." I said, "What do you think I was gonna do? Just like run up to his apartment and jump all over him?"
And I said, "Never met it with a MEPS Ranger before.
I'm a Green Ranger."
Oh, yes, my God. Awesome. I knew that there was something different about you.
Doing selfies, posting on Facebook.
Now, I will say, okay, I'm guilty. At one time, I went out in my blues. And I tried running that gambit sometime after I had gotten out of tech school. And I mean, so
well, you're not perpetrating though.
Well, yeah, I kind of was, because what happened was is that, you know, I was sitting there and I wasn't doing nothing but having a little bit of coffee, you know, in my own business really, and reading the paper. And this lady came up to me and she's like, "Can I talk to you?" So I was like, "Yeah, sure." You know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, free country. I was kind of dense though. I was a late bloomer when it kind of came to girls, you know, for a while. And she was like, "Are you in the Air Force?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, "So do you fly those big planes?" And I stopped for a second and I said, I stopped because I was about to say no. And I was just like, you know what? Okay.
Oh, no, you did not.
Well, I mean, okay, to me it was like, you never seen a pilot my height, or rarely at the very least. So she's like, do you fly those big aircraft? I was like, "What do you mean?" "Well, I mean, I've seen some that are, you know, the kind that they use that go really fast in the war, or do you use the, are you flying the bigger kind?" And I said, "The bigger kind. Right now, I'm just working off of my C-130 license, which I gotten recently, but in the next couple of weeks, I expect to move up to fighter status." And okay, I was young, but I was just like, man, I might want to talk to this girl. But, you know, it wasn't like that, you know. I started going on that end. I just went ahead and took a wrong turn. And they told, you know, and I talked to somebody about that a little bit later on. And they're like, "You do know that you can go ahead and go to the country club for that. And we're not talking about the actual country club. We're talking you go to correctional custody, you know."
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Which means at the Air Force, it's what, holiday in?
Until 6, but yeah, they're trying to go ahead and get that contract.
Oh my God.
I'm just mad because y'all, our facilities were just better than y'all, you know?
No, of course there is. Hey. That's like a basic training, man. Y'all didn't have basic training, though.
Oh, please.
Y'all had like day camp.
Okay.
That's how y'all roll, man. Man, you remember the one of the hardest things was about basic training, besides the basic training, was the was trying not to laugh in formation when you had a drill sergeant or drill instructor that was doing everything he could to make you laugh.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
So he could punish the living shit out of him.
And mostly everybody in that was in your formation. Now,
exactly. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, my drill sergeant stuttered. And Oh my God, it was so hard not to laugh because he would come in. Now this is the '80s. Remember, I went basic training in the '80s, like
that's,
you.
Yeah, but that's double indemnity right there.
It was like so I'm sitting in there, you know, we're sitting there in formation, and he come out and he like, come here, I got hand chore at ease, man, at ease. I got a bunch of Boy Scouts here. I got Boy Scouts all like Rambo, man, Rambo. Oh my God, he's sitting there trying not to laugh, and it was brutal. It was brutal trying not to laugh because, you know, he'd stutter, and that was the thing, because that was big at the time, was the, you know, the Rambo movies, and if you if you wore glasses,
got a lot of you Army guys too, from what I
oh my God, yeah, and if you wore glasses, you were Clark Kent, you know, and you'd be like loading up on a deuce and a half to go to some, you know, training out there. He'd like, get up there, Clark Kent. and oh my God. And so, basic training is something you never forget. You never forget that experience.
No, you don't. I don't care who says what. I mean, you might forget and just because, you know, I know some veterans, you know, I talk to them, and I mean, they spend years and everything like this, and they forget what unit that they served in. I never did. I was with.
Oh no, we yelled it out. Yeah.
Yes, I'm telling you, that was programming number one. And whenever I was
I was, you know, this is the '80s. I was 5th platoon. All right, mm-hmm. I was Delta Company. I was 5th platoon. We were at the 1st Armored Training Brigade, Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So.
I was 37. All Air Force enlistees go in to Lackland Air Force Base just outside of San Antonio. I was with the 3701st Basic Military Training Squadron, Flight 314. And mm-hmm. we were, and there was a lot of pride with that because, you know, we were the toughest squadron in the Air Force. You know, we were, you know, in basic
training. Every squadron is the toughest one.
No, dog. No. Let me tell you what I mean by that. We had records, okay, and we were the Thunderbird Squadron. That was our mascot, okay, and couldn't nobody take that away from us except us if we screwed up enough, I guess. But, they put us through a whole lot. Like, okay, we had this one, he was a master sergeant. I want to say his last name is Morris. And I hated this dude. I mean, you know, back then,
you telling me that there was some of them you liked?
Actually, yeah, I mean, sort of, but, you know, but.
Oh, that's
you know,
right, you're Air Force.
All right, now. Yeah. But no, this guy, the thing is that you find ways of latching on to your training instructors as opposed to somebody else's, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't, much like your training instructor, you like other people's training instructors a hell of a lot less. Well, exactly. This guy, you know, he was in the squadron, but he was not within my flight. He was not flight 314. I can't remember if he was like a – I know that he was a higher rank than my training instructor. But this guy would get out there, and they would, like, designate different people to go ahead and do PT and everything like this in the morning. He'd get out there, and he would be all like, you know, the cadence – the rhythm as to what they use in order to go ahead and do push-ups and stuff like that. This guy will be all like, hot! Whoa!
Nah. Yeah.
And exactly. You're trying to go ahead and balance yourself on your hands and your feet, you know, and he's all, I mean, just, hot! Two!
Oh my God. You know, we had a drill sergeant.
You could make a cup of coffee in between push-ups.
Oh, I know. I know, man. With sugar and cream. I was in the push-up platoon. Mm-mm. So, and our we had a drill sergeant, and he was like, and he would always, announce the other drill sergeant that was coming in, because we had like three drill sergeants. And
for different cycles.
And yeah, well, no, for just everyday use. We had three drill sergeants. And so there was a lead drill sergeant and two assistants. And so he would sit there and announce the other drill sergeant coming in and talk about how this other drill sergeant is psychic. So we're sitting there one day, and we had done something wrong, as always, as we usually do. And so the drill sergeant came in. He said, listen up here, man. Listen up here. Drill sergeant coming in now. Drill sergeant coming in. He's psychic. He's psychic. He won't tell what's going on. And so the other drill sergeant come in, and he goes, I feel it. He hold his hands up, close his eyes. I feel it, drill sergeant. I feel it. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. The pusher. And it was on, you know, those dreaded commands. Out left face.
Yeah.
Front lean and rest position.
Boom. Hated that. When we would come downstairs and they saw that at the head of the formation was Master Sergeant Morris, you could hear the whispered shh, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Not too
dumb.
Did you have the fat boy program in basic training? Did you have the overweight? Like,
yeah.
Dude, that was, because it was funny, the drill sergeant was
shout out to all the overweight lovers in the house.
Exactly. So I'd be on that program today right now.
Yeah, we would.
And so the drill sergeant would escort those guys in and said and go into the mess hall and you know, like, oh, I don't know how the Air Force did. I think they brought the food to y'all's table, I think. But for us,
whatever,
we had to actually y'all had waiters and everything, but we didn't, you know, so what we had to do was
only every other day.
Oh, okay, every other day.
Yeah. And then we had to go ahead and get our own, which was dreadful, but, you know, I mean.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, that reminds me of another story after this one. But so it was so funny because, you know, it was kind of like shaped like a horseshoe, and you had different stations, and you had like, we had like, the short order grill, which was hamburgers and hot dogs,
right,
and stuff like that. And then you had, they had all types of
full meals,
desserts, and then you had the Jello. full order, you know, veal, meatloaf, whatever, and all that stuff on one side. So the drill sergeant would walk these guys in there, and he would say, "All right, listen up, man. Listen, you will not look over here to your left. You will not look over here to your right. Instead, you will move forward to the salad bar. You will then put salad within your bowl. You will use the light dressing only. You will not use bacon bits. You will not use croutons. You will not
use..." Oh, no. Seriously?
You couldn't even have croutons. No. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Dude.
Now, I'm a bacon bits guy whenever it comes to...
You're going
to
lose weight.
But damn, no bacon bits at all?
No bacon bits. You will lose weight. No, you're going to lose weight.
Wow.
And the defeated moral look these soldiers had on their face. Don't turn your head and look at the dude flipping burgers.
At all.
Because that's automatic 10 push-ups before you even get to the salad bar.
Oh, Jesus. No.
So... But yeah, that's the way it is. And okay, I know you remember this, dude, and I hate to do this to my son who's in the Coast Guard currently to this day.
Not really
thank
fair
you for
but
your service,
not here to
but,
defend himself, you know. I'll take up for him as much as
no,
I can,
but
I'm
well,
sorry.
I know, me too. I got his back, you know, that and everything like that, you know, and I, you know, but when we asked him that one time, what was the most difficult thing in basic training? And he said that he had to put icing on his own cinnamon roll.
What?
He said that. He said, and he was literally so mad. He's here. He is in basic training, and I don't know if you ever seen this, but you know, the Coast Guard basic training is not a joke. Let me tell you what, them dudes. Wow, you better like to swim in the Coast Guard. Mm-hmm. They are brutal.
No, they were never going to get me to join the Navy or the Coast Guard or the Marines because they're like, hey, you got to get in that water. Who are you talking to? No, They tried telling me I was going to go ahead and, your ADVAP scores are great. You can go ahead and be on a nuclear sub. And I said, thank you very much. Got out from the Navy office and went straight into the Air Force. No, you weren't going to put me on no damn sub for God knows how long at a time with a bunch of dudes. Bad things happen in the deep. That's all I'm saying.
Come on now. Sacrifice, brother.
Some dudes can do it better than others, man. I'm not the one. I'm too pretty for that.
So you would have been popular, but anyway. So here he is complaining. He's in the midst of basic training, and he's like, "Why can't they just put the icing on the cinnamon roll? Why do I have to do it?"
I would have never let that escape my mouth in front of my. Ooh, I could not even formulate that in my head in basic training. No, sir. No, sir. No, ma'am. No way. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to go ahead and see him actually say that in the military uniform so I could see how that type of came out of his mouth. Seriously.
At a commencement speech. Wow.
No, he said he did?
I'm not letting him live.
Oh, anymore. You didn't say that.
That's going out on the airway. Sorry.
He didn't say that in his commencement speech. Tell me that. No way.
No. That would have been messed up.
You know, that would have been recycled day one.
I look forward to serving my country and saving lives, but damn it, why do you not have the icing on the cinnamon rolls?
I had to do this myself. Tell instructor, fix this. You get to start over. Because there's something that we missed.
He's going to move up in rank and become the commandant. And he's going to like, yep, there's going to be some changes made. There will be icing already put on those cinnamon rolls. That's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
You know? And the Army's going to do
it. Yeah, we may buy a new ship or whatever. But damn it, priorities. But no, they do a
great
job.
We'll have the Mets Rangers do it. They're good with knives.
That's right. We'll bring in those Green Rangers. And my God.
Heard they're good with green jello, but, too.
That's right. Go, go, Green Ranger. I can't believe what that guy would say. Wow. But anyway, hey, look, it's been great talking to you, man. And reliving all these old war stories.
Yeah, man.
these old basic training war stories. And everybody has them. Everybody has them.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to somebody basic training, they always have those basic training war stories. And those are the funniest things in the world because you look at it, because when you're in there, ain't nothing funny. It's not funny.
No, there's not. You know,
it's
I mean,
hell.
And you know, and the humor is, you know, the camaraderie which we kind of bond over and share. Like, you know, when you get to make that first phone call back home, I mean, you're not going to tell me that there's a dry eye in the house whenever that type of thing happens. I mean, yeah, some guys are tougher than others that way, you know, but you know, you're most people are, you know, they're young, it's their first time away from home. They you know, with some, I can't say for all. And some of them, you know, you get lonely, you know, you miss home, you miss your family, you miss your friends and everything like that, you know? So it we fail, in my opinion, to underestimate just how life-changing an experience that it actually is when you transition from civilian to military life, which in my personal opinion is part of the reason why we have so many sailors, soldiers, airmen, Marines and Guardians that are they're in need of a little bit of adjustment after they make, you know, after they PCS out, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, especially those wartime veterans. And
that's no joke right there. You know, especially I myself, of course, I'm not a combat veteran in any way.
Nor am I.
I don't pretend to be one.
No, I ain't the MEPS Ranger. But, no.
I did go through MEPS, though. I'm not going to lie.
As did I.
I got my MEPS tab.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I
was actually surprised that they had a thing that they called. They had, I guess it's your basic training badge, and or something. It said I was looking through, you know, military this like you know post military catalog or something like that of stuff to buy and everything like that, and I saw this thing and it said DD-214 alumni, and I'm like, well, what? Yeah, but everybody gets that.
Everybody gets DD-214. What do you mean, alumni? You know what that's called?
You get your paper? Veterans. Yeah, I got my paper. Yeah, man. Right. Alumni.
I'm going to buy a ring, man.
I wouldn't tell nobody that shit.
No, you wouldn't.
You kidding me? Mm-mm. but
DD-214 alumni.
No, and that's, you know, I mean, I know that people like to go ahead and, you know, do the, you know, kind of make over dramatizations of the military and everything like that. But honestly, for my veteran brothers and sisters that are out there right now, the National National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. Or you can actually go on their website, which is suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Definitely get on there. Don't do it. Your life is worth something. Your life is definitely worth something. And
please talk to a vet, especially if you may feel like that you suffer from PTSD, and depression, anxiety. You know, there are people that are out there willing to work with you, willing to, you know, to listen to you. And, you know, it's not a terrible thing to admit that you have a problem. As a matter of fact,
absolutely not.
Acknowledgement of the fact that you do have a problem is courageous within and of itself. And you may be able to go ahead and help other veterans by your stories too. So
exactly. Amen. Amen to that. And without that being said, thank you for your service, brother.
Oh, man. And you too.
I've had a blast today. I've had a lot of fun today.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. We'll have to do this again. But I really enjoyed it. And for all veterans out there, definitely thank you for your service. Yep. Guys, and take heed of that information he gave out about the suicide prevention.
Also,
we'll catch y'all on the other side.
Let me go ahead and give a shout out real quick. Shout out to Outcast Jeeps of Texas, Outcast Freedom Jeepers. I also like to give a shout out to Jeeps at the Beach, Texas, Texas Off-Road Adventures,
mm-hmm.
and all my Ingress family, Resistance and Enlightened. I just wanted to go ahead and say, hey, this is your fellow Shadow Dragon 71. Just sending much love. And much love to you, my brother. I know that's a mouthful.
Much love to you. Oh, yeah, that's a given, though. That's a given.
Well,
we've done some miles together, my man.
Mm-hmm. And much love also to my fellow veterans, my fire protection brothers from Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska.
Mm,
you know how amen. That rolls.
Definitely.
But,
all right, brother. Well, I look forward to doing some more miles with you.
Absolutely. You hit me up.
So, yep, and we got it. So I appreciate you coming by, and we had a lot of fun today. So nothing but love for you and your family at this time, with the unfortunate circumstances that happened. So what I'm going to do today for that is any listener donations are going to go to helping your family out.
That was a surprise. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but, I don't know how much it's going to be because Yeah, so yeah, maybe like 25 cents.
Make your whole dime.
You know, whatever we can do. But anyway, your brother was a really cool cat. I enjoyed him when we were all roommates together there in San Marcos. We had a blast.
He lived life on his terms. I tried telling him about, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it's one of those things to where you gotta spread your wings and fly and, you know, appreciate that person for who he is to you. He was always my brother, and I never lost love for him. That's all that matters. That's really all that matters. You never do.
So, but boy, he could make you laugh, though.
Born comedian.
Yeah, that's what I think remember
he got
him
that from
as.
My
He's
father.
Funny as hell. Yeah, exactly.
Daddy was a practical. He is a practical joker. Still.
Yeah. But nothing but love for the whole Revis family. Nothing but love, man.
Thanks, Rich. It's a pleasure being on your show, man.
And all right,
to
brother.
Family too. All right.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Hit me up. Later.
Yeah. Out.